But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is another old buddy of ours. He's our longtime sports expert. The NFL draft, of course, is his bread and butter. But he's an expert in all things sports. It's the great Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
My bread and butter, that's right. I got the bread and butter, which is the NFL and what else did you say?
All sports. Would you like to plug your newsletter?
Yeah, all sports is my bread and butter. Yeah, I would like to plug my newsletter. It's called the Paltz Newsletter, and you get it by faxing me at 800-555-2783-62.
That's too many numbers.
And then #5, and then that'll take you into the phone tree system and will transfer you to an operator where then you can enter your phone number with her.
Why don't you just put it up online?
And right now I need to let everyone know that my fax machine is down, so I can't really send it out to you.
Why don't you go to a neighborhood bar or something?
I do. Oh. Just not for fax reasons. Oh. You guys got the good COVID?
No, it's not good. And
got
no.
The good COVID? Yeah, so. You know, I'm in the at-risk group due to intravenous drug use.
Oh, gosh. I thought it would be because of your age.
And my bad habit of licking doorknobs. But so far, knock on wood, I've only gotten the virus 2 times.
Oh, you've had it twice?
Yeah. And it's bad, gentlemen. It truly is bad. I mean, at first it's okay. You know, you lose your sense of smell, so you can do the alphabet trick on iffy women and stuff. But that part's good. But then your body starts feeling run down. And the next thing you know, you're in the hospital having to remove the respirator tube just to smoke a simple cigarette.
You shouldn't be smoking anymore.
Yeah, it is bad. But so that part really sucks. But the good news is they let you keep the bedpan if you survive. So I got 2 extra bedpans right now.
That's not a great thing.
Hey, Giorgio, those things come in handy when it's the middle of the night and you have to go #2 but don't want to get out of bed.
Oh, my gosh. Gross.
That's what I use them for.
Gross.
So do y'all know anyone who's gotten the hoax China virus?
A couple people, yeah.
It's not a hoax, and yes, unfortunately.
I don't know if this makes me a bad person, but I like to punch people in the mouth when they aren't looking.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
it does make you a bad person.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that Jerry Jones tested positive?
No.
He did for COVID-19?
No, for bad judgment in hiring Spalding to run his team.
That's an official hire?
Also, he tested positive for Johnny Walker Blue.
Now that I believe.
Yeah, he gets Johnny Walker Blue enemas. You guys didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. He makes Roosevelt help him butt chug 150-year-old whiskey. Now that is rich, gentlemen. That is rich.
I like to see that.
But I'm really excited about the sports.
Are you? Generic.
Yeah, I think that Mike McCarthy, uh-huh. I think he's going to win a Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
Wow, I kind of do too.
I really like this guy. I mean, he's got guts. Got a great big pile of guts on him. And because it takes guts to go against common sense and go for it on 4th and 3 instead of tying the game, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess he's all into, like, the analytics.
Yeah.
Into the analytics.
Has someone old school like you embraced the analytics?
No, not really. Not really. But you know, I'm old school and he's new school. Mm-hmm. He looks so young and hip.
Well, he's trying to adapt the new ways, maybe.
That's right. Yeah. Because analytics, I guess, says that he can't miss every 4th and 3. So, by not making it this 4th and 3, that means he increases his chances of the next one working, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did you guys like the Blake Jarwin?
Yeah, I like Blake Jarwin. That was terrible.
Yeah. Tore his Austin City limits.
No, his ACL.
Oh, that's a different thing?
Yeah, anterior cruciate ligament.
I thought it was ACL, too. Anyway, but I'm glad Sean Lee is playing. It's good to see him.
Well, he's on the injured reserve. He will in a couple of weeks.
Oh, he's not playing?
No.
Well, at least we got Leighton Van Der Esch in his stead.
He's out for 6 to 8, looks like.
Yeah, maybe stop hiring the white guys to be your linebackers. Maybe that's the lesson here. But I'm so proud of these Dallas Stars, gentlemen.
How about the Dallas Stars?
Yeah, Jamie Benn is fantastic, isn't he?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He is the fantastic. And he really takes care of himself. He eats right, and he gets plenty of sleep. Unfortunately, it's during on-air interviews with the ticket. But I'm very excited because, gentlemen, I won a lot of money on the Dallas Stars advancing to these Stanley Cup finals.
Good for you. I know you need it.
Yeah, boy, do I. I'm deeply in debt to various sex workers around the New Jersey Secaucus area. So I needed the money to get out of debt and everything. And also, I owe a special debt to the mob. I don't like to say this on the air too much, but, you know, probably about 4 or 5 times a year they come in and break my knees.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. You're telling me. It really throws a hamper on my marathon training that I try to do.
You're running marathons?
Well, I haven't run one yet because of the whole knee breakage thing that's been occurring 5 times a year for the past 28 years.
That makes sense.
Moment of silence for Kobe.
Paul in
Damn it, George!
Sorry, I thought you wanted to go to calls.
What are you doing here? What are you doing? So that's the update on sports.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Ribby.
See ya. Night.
Pretty comprehensive.
Sports expert, Ribby Pulse.